teachers? If Sandy Hook, Connecticut, teaches us anything, it's not about the bogus political debate about gun control. It's about teachers, perhaps the most maligned profession in modern-day America. When the Wisconsin state workers' struggle was raging, teachers were critiqued, lambasted, and portrayed as spoiled, overpaid idiots who needed discipline by, of all people, politicians. They only worked a few months a year, they said. They only worked a few hours a day, they said. They are lazy, they said. Of course, there was a method to their madness. They attacked teachers only to really attack teachers' unions, and they did so to promote the privatization of school scheme. They did it to promote their corporate agenda. Now, a new tone arises in response to the Sandy Hook massacre. Now, some of the same voices that damn teachers are now praising them through crocodile tears. Teachers don't need to die to become heroes. Their jobs are notoriously underpaid and frequently under-resourced. They are targeted daily, not by madmen with guns, but by lobbyists for the privatization industry and the politicians whom they hire. Their work, which begins with the love of children, is challenging and often heartbreaking. It's not supposed to make companies rich. It's supposed to make kids learn. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.